You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome everyone to this Tuesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is August 27th, and today we are going to cover the fifth of our eight division previews as we approach the start of the NFL season. So far we have covered the entire NFC, so today we are going to begin our trek through the AFC. And the division I wanted to start out with today is the AFC South, and the team I want to talk about first is the Tennessee Titans. They went 6-11 last year, and I do think they got better this offseason, but I'm not sure they did enough to make a huge difference. I really like their secondary with L'Jarius Sneed. They have Awuzie, Jamal Adams, Quandre Diggs, but other than that, I don't think there's a lot to write home about on this entire roster. Jeffrey Simmons is really good off the edge, and they have some decent receivers with D-Hop and now Calvin Ridley, who is coming off in a 1,000-yard, 8-touchdown season in Jacksonville, but I don't like Will Levis enough to get them the ball as much as they really need. Tyler Boyd will be a good third receiving option as well, and they did bring in Tony Pollard at running back from Dallas, but I'm not as high on him as most, and I think the offense is really going to struggle. The O-line should be a little bit better with the addition of J.C. Latham from the draft, but he's still just a rookie, so we'll see how impactful he is from the jump. And I just have a bad feeling about this team for some reason. It feels like they're rebuilding, even though they added some more pieces, and because of that, I've got them going 5-12. I'm just not really a Will Levis believer. Maybe he proves me wrong and he becomes a solid starter over the next couple seasons, but I just don't see it happening this year, so I have them finishing last in the South. The next team up is the Indianapolis Colts. So they went 9-8 last year, but that was without Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor for most of the season. Gardner Minshew and Zach Moss played pretty well in their absences, so I don't know if we'll see a huge improvement at those positions, but both of those guys have the ability to score at any time, so they should be more explosive this year as long as they can remain healthy. They also drafted Adonai Mitchell out of Texas, who I think ran like a 4.3 at the combine. So between him and Michael Pittman Jr., I really like their wide receiver room, and then they're really good in the trenches as well. They also drafted Leatu Latu out of Washington, who I'm expecting to be really good off the edge. So, you know, they do have some guys, but Richardson still just does not have that much experience, and I think that's going to be the biggest factor holding them back. I think he'll be really fun to watch, but I'm also kind of picturing something like the Jameis years in Tampa, where he was throwing like 30 touchdowns, but also with 30 interceptions. You know, I think Richardson is a lot more athletic, but I'm picturing something like that where it's kind of boom or bust. I may be wrong, but because of that, I think they finished somewhere around 8-9. I think the division will be improved, and I think the AFC is really tough still. So I think that's a good slot for them. And the next team up we have is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They went 9-8 last year, and they just missed out on the playoffs. Obviously, they have Trevor Lawrence back at QB, but they did lose the aforementioned Calvin Ridley to the Titans. To replace him, they drafted Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU in the first round, and they still have Christian Kirk, and then they also brought in Gabe Davis from the Bills as well. I like Evan Engram at tight end. Etienne is great at running back, and they have a solid offensive line led by Cam Robinson and Brandon Scherff. But the biggest question mark for me is still Trevor Lawrence. Not if he'll be, you know, okay. I mean, his floor is pretty high. But, you know, what is his ceiling going to look like? So, you know, he's thrown for at least 4,000 yards and 21 touchdowns in each of the last two seasons. And, you know, he's been reliable. He's only missed one game in that time frame as well. But he hasn't really taken that next step into the elite category of QBs yet. I feel like he's knocking on the door, but he just needs to do a little bit more in the regular season for me, and then probably win a game or two in the playoffs to really prove that he belongs with the top guys in the conference like Mahomes, Burrow, Josh Allen, and even Stroud in his own division now. But looking at the rest of the team, I would consider the defense above average. They're led by the other Josh Allen and then Eric Armstead, but I don't view them as like a super elite unit overall. So, you know, if Lawrence puts it all together, I think they have a really good chance to win the division, but I'm not betting on that. So I've got them finishing second right now at 9-8. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if they come in a little bit higher than that, but if I was a betting man, I've got them at 9-8. But then that leads us to our final team in the AFC South, and that is the Houston Texans. They won the division last year at 10-7, and then they beat the Browns in the playoffs 45-14 before getting crushed by Baltimore. CJ Stroud will come into this season with a little more experience after a full offseason and his rookie campaign, and I think he's going to build on what he did last year and be even better. He did throw for 4,100 yards and 23 touchdowns. But then they added Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon this offseason, and the rest of the receiving room should be healthy. So they have a legit six guys in my eyes that I could see getting legitimate playing time this year between Diggs, Collins, Tank Dell, Robert Woods, Noah Brown, and then Mechie as well. And they still have Dalton Schultz at tight end. And then they have Damian Pierce and Ogunbowale behind Mixon. So this offense just has a ton of weapons. They've also got Laremy Tunsil protecting the blind side. And then they've got some dudes on the defensive side as well between Danielle Hunter, Derek Stingley Jr., Jimmy Ward, Will Anderson Jr., and others. And Will Anderson coming off his own Defensive Rookie of the Year campaign. So I think this is going to be a really fun team to watch. I think D'Amico Ryans is going to have them ready to make a deep playoff run. So I've got them winning the division at 12-5 and potentially even winning a few playoff games as well. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Tuesday episode and the fifth of our eight NFL division previews. Tune in tomorrow where we will take a deeper look at the AFC East. But as always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.